Hello, Blue Jackets fans. It's time for CBJ Rewind, presented by Kemba Financial Credit Union. Here's Dylan Tyrer with all the big goals, great saves, and post-game comments from yesterday's Jackets game.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-0 to take a 1-0 lead in their best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifying round series from the NHL bubble at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, and Jonas Korpisalo was the star. In his NHL playoff debut, Korpisalo made 28 saves in the first postseason shutout in Blue Jackets franchise history. It was a massive night for Korpisalo as well as the Blue Jackets team defense in a game that was really starved of offense. And that's thanks in part to what Korpisalo was able to do on this save to keep the game scoreless in the first period.
Down along the goal line, Nylander, half wall left wing side. Marner was with it again, being watched by Gus Nyquist. Gates it down to the corner behind the net. William Nylander, he wants to put it out in front. Nothing there, so it goes to Matthews on the right wing boards. Back to the left wing circle. They try to come down low to Matthews, and it's stopped by Korpisalo. Jonas Korpisalo having to move from his right to his left. Matthews had it bounce on him for just a second, and that's all the time Korpisalo needed to get squared to it and shut that down.
Korpisalo then made a couple of huge saves in the second period to keep Toronto off the board, so it was nothing-nothing going into the third period, and then only a minute and 5 seconds into the final frame, Cam Atkinson rewarded his netminder by making it 1-0.
Blue Jackets have got to clear it out of the zone. They do that. They get it to the red line. Both of these teams are going to start to make a change, but the Leafs are going to play it back into the Blue Jackets' head first. Off the ice it comes, Cam Atkinson takes a shot, and he scores! Just a minute and 5 seconds into the third period. Oh, yes, he can! Cam Atkinson gives the Blue Jackets a 1-0 lead.
The Blue Jackets would then hold on to that 1-0 lead until there were 18.2 seconds remaining in regulation. That's when Alexander Wenberg found the puck on his stick with a chance to seal the game.
Puck goes toward the front of the net. Vladislav Gavrikov cuts it off. The Blue Jackets can't get it out of the zone at the first try. The second try, they will. Nick Foligno to the middle of the ice. It is picked up by Wenberg, and he scores! And you can call in the dogs and put out the fire because the Blue Jackets now have a 2-0 lead.
After the game, Atkinson said the Blue Jackets were able to do exactly what they did because of the efforts of Korpisalo.
Yeah, you know, I think it started with Korpi. He made some pretty big saves at crucial times. That's the way we have to play. We have to play kind of a greasy, in-your-face defensive style. You know, they obviously have a lot of, you know, star power. Breakdowns are going to capitalize and get their opportunities. So if you play the right way, we're going to have success.
Even though Korpisalo made 28 saves, after the game, he gave credit to his teammates for making things easy on him.
I felt pretty confident from the get-go today, and I think the boys played really good in front of me, battling for me to see the puck, and that was awesome. That was fun to play.
In addition to the play of Korpisalo, John Tortorella credited the Blue Jackets' ability to stay out of the penalty box as a major key in the victory.
There's been a lot of penalties called in these games here when it started out yesterday and through today. We've really tried to make a point of emphasis as far as just trying to play the right way, skating, keeping our sticks down, and just checking the right way. So it's a dangerous power play we're playing against. We can't give them that many opportunities. It changes momentums of the game. So tonight I thought we did a pretty good job.
So after a huge 2-0 victory in Game 1, the Blue Jackets will look to take a commanding 2-0 series lead Tuesday afternoon. The puck will drop at 4, and the pregame coverage will begin at 3 on the Blue Jackets radio network. With the first CBJ Rewind of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm Dylan Tyrer.